AP Update. I'm Rita Foley. Cuba is announcing that Washington will reopen its embassy there on July 20th, and Cuba will open its embassy here in Washington on the same day. Our Mark Smith on the decision to exchange diplomats after more than 50 years of hostilities.
It's a milestone in the president's move to reestablish normal ties with the communist island. And the way was finally cleared for it by Havana's willingness to give U.S. diplomats in Cuba at least some freedom of movement. U.S. officials insisted those diplomats be able to talk to Cuban citizens, even dissidents, as they are in other foreign capitals. Formal diplomatic ties were broken off in 1961 at the height of the Cold War. While critics accuse Obama of cozying up to the Castro dictatorship, he maintains direct engagement with Cuba will accomplish more than a half century of shunning it has. Mark Smith at the White House.
AP Update. I'm Rita Foley.